great.
I mean, you don't call adult hogs pigs. Mm-hmm. They are not pigs. Pigs are the babies. Just like calves are the babies, or a foal is the baby, or a human being is a baby. You know, you don't call a grown person a baby.
True.
Well, that hog is grown. He's a hog. He's no longer a pig. But I noticed many, many people this day, today, and they're getting worse about it all the time. Never speak of a hog. You read about it in agricultural papers, and you hear farmers talking about hogs, but just the general public who have nothing to do with them except to eat them,
mm-hmm.
They call them pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes from ignorance. Really, I do.
Yeah.
Now, you also, you call them swine.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever called them swine?
Yeah, you call them swine, not too much. You know, a long time ago, you used to call cattle kine.
Cattle.
You call that kind.
Uh-huh.
But then they, any kind of livestock, they used to call cattle.
So it's just the size that makes the difference, huh?
Well, it's the size, the difference between an adult and a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about those hairs on hogs? Hog backs,
uh-huh.
You know, if they get really mad, what do you call those? Do you have a certain name for them?
I've never heard them call anything. Bristles?
Mm-hmm.
Bristles?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about those teeth on hogs? You know, don't you have to cut them or something?
A pig, you have to, when the pig is born, you take a pair of pliers, or there's a special implement for it, and snip off those needle teeth,
mm-hmm.
So that they can nurse without injuring the sow. Now, that's one of the things you have to do if you're raising pigs.
Uh-huh.
You have to do those needle teeth. But if you don't, they have tushes.
Uh-huh.
However, domestic swine don't have tushes. I don't think, I never saw any tushes in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they are wild hogs in these woods. And if you, they have tushes that are 2 and 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm. They can really tear up?
Yes, they really can.
Mm-hmm. What would you, when, you know, sometimes when you feed the cattle or cows,
uh-huh.
you take the food and you put it in a big container out there and they feed out of that?
Well, we call it a trough,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think you call it, trough is all I know.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a couple of them, how many, what would you call those?
A couple of what? Of those feeding troughs?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd call them troughs.
Do you make any distinction between the hogs that you have here and those ones that get loose, what would you call those?
Well, we call them wild hogs. Now, these wild hogs that are in these creek swamps,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are hogs that have escaped from captivity, that have escaped and have gone wild. And I think they must develop those tushes after a certain number of years.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, domestic hogs, you don't keep them that long enough to grow the tushes.
Huh. Let's see. Well, what do,